The phrase repeats itself over and over again in his mind. Stille Nacht. Heilige Nacht. Stille Nacht. Heilige Nacht. Silent night. Holy night. The young Austrian priest was just returning from a routine pastoral visit. A mother and her newborn child. It was December 23 and Christmas was fast approaching. On his way back to the parish chapel, he paused by the Salzach River, just 10 miles north of Salzburg, Austria. It was in this moment that he meditated upon the first Christmas. He then wrote a poem capturing the essence of that great faith event. And he called it Stille Nacht, Silent Night, Holy Night. In his composition, he captured the ineffable mystery of the incarnation and the birth of our Lord, the holy infant Jesus, who is Christ the Savior, Son of God, and loves pure light, who was born of Mary and filled the world with the redeeming grace of heaven. When he returned to the parish, Father Joseph Moore was confronted with the news that the organ was broken. Voracious mice had eaten through the bellows, disabling the wind system necessary for the pipes to produce their music. Tragedy of tragedies, because tomorrow was Christmas Eve. And the St. Nicholas Church in Obendorf will be chock full of people eager to celebrate Midnight Mass. Father Joseph has a homily in mind, a message for his flock for this sacred night, but fears that the service will be silent. He needs a carol. He needs some music, something special to cap off the service. Silent night. Holy night. All is calm. All is bright. The words just won't go away. I need a tune, he says out loud, shaking his head. I wonder if Franz can help me. I hope it's not too late. Franz Gruber is the school teacher in the nearby village of Arnsdorf. He's a gifted musician, an organist at the Arnsdorf Church, and an occasional substitute organist at St. Nicholas. Franz will help me, he now says to himself. He cannot resist a musical challenge. Quickly now, he slings on his heavy coat. He dons a fur cap and gloves. He ventures into the brisk December air. The snow is crunchy underfoot as he makes his way across the churchyard towards Arnsdorf, just a 20-minute walk. Silent night, holy night, silent night, holy night, silent night. Holy night. The rhythm of the words echoes with each step. Elizabeth opens the door at his knock. Father Moore, how nice of you to stop by. Franz will be glad to see you. She takes his coat and ushers him in. Franz is picking something out on his guitar. Franz, I need your help. The organ is broken. Franz says, yes, I heard the news. The organ is broken. We don't have the funds or the time to fix it. Christmas Eve is almost here. I need your help to write a song. I've been meditating on a brand new poem about our Savior's birth. I know that it's late. probably even too late to ask, but could you help me? Could you help put a tune to the lyrics? It would be great if we could sing it tomorrow night for midnight mass. Gruber's face lights up. A challenge, a song. He takes the lyrics from the priest and he begins to say them over and over, looking for a cadence. Then he hums a line, scratches it down. Father Moore soon tires of the process and begins to play with the children. But within an hour or so, Gruber seems to have a melody and is working on the chords on his guitar. "Father, Father, how does this sound?" he calls, and he begins to sing the words. "Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright." He stops to make a correction in the manuscript. Then he continues. "Round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace." Father Moore is ecstatic. On the second verse, Gruber's deep voice is joined by Moore's rich tenor. Elizabeth, with baby on her hip, who has been humming along, now joins in on the last verse. The song fills their home with its gentle words and memorable melody. The next night, December 24, 1818, the song fills St. Nicholas Church at midnight mass. Moore sings tenor, Gruber sings bass. The church choir joins in the refrain with each verse while Moore accompanies them on the guitar. By the time the last notes die away, the worshipers are abuzz with joy and with wonder at the song. On Christmas Day, the song is being hummed and sung in dozens of homes around Oberndorf. Silent night, holy night. And at each Christmas in Oberndorf, they would sing their beloved carol again and again. And the song may have just stayed there had it not been for an organ builder named Karl Maracher, who came to repair the pipe organ at Arnsdorf the next year in 1819. Made several trips to Oberndorf over the next few years, finally building a new organ for St. Nicholas in 1825. Whether it was Maracher, who found the music and the lyrics on the organ, or they were given to him by Gruber, we don't know, but he carried that song to the Ziller Valley, east of Innsbruck, where he shared with two local families of traveling folk singers, the Raniers and the Strassers. These folk singers began to sing it as part of their regular repertoire. The following Christmas, the Ranier family singers sang Stille Nacht in the village church of Fugen. 3 years later, they sang it for royalty. Emperor Francis I of Austria and his allies Tsar Alexander I of Russia were staying in the nearby castle of Count Donhof. The Rainier family performed the carol and they were invited to Russia for a series of concerts. In 1834, the Strasser family singers, they sang A Silent Night for King Frederick William IV of Prussia. And he was so taken by the lyrics, by the song, that he commanded it to be sung by his cathedral choir every Christmas Eve, called it the Song of Heaven. It spread throughout Europe, and in 1839, the Rainiers brought the song across the pond to America. And they titled it the Tyrolean Folk Song. Since then, it has been translated into over 300 languages and dialects. Various English translations have blossomed, but the definitive English version of the song was penned by Reverend John Freeman Young and first published in the Sunday School Service and Tune Book in 1863. And you wonder why we go through this whole history of Silent Night. And you wonder, why was Silent Night, and why is it still one of our most beloved carols? Is it the words? Tender, intimate, gentle. Or is it the tune? So peaceful, so memorable, so easy to play or to pick out with one hand on the piano or to strum on the guitar. Because it's not one of these joyous, fast-paced carols like Handel's Joy to the World. Nor is it theologically rich like Charles Wesley's Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Nor does it have a complex tune like Angels We Have Heard on High. No, rather, Silent Night is quiet, reflective, calling us to meditate on the scene. It is the ambiance conveyed by both the gentle words and melody that create from this carol an oasis of peace, reminding us that all is calm, all is bright. It is odd, though, because I don't think it was a silent night at the birth of Christ. Being a father of three and being present for my own three children's birth, I know that it could not be a silent night. But it calls us to dwell upon the chosen mother and child. Round yon virgin, mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace. You feel as the shepherds quake at the sight. You imagine as heavenly hosts sing Alleluia. And you begin to sing Alleluia to the King right along with them. Rays of backlit brilliance highlight many a religious painting. But here, the picture of light is painted in words. Glories stream from heaven afar. Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face. And it causes you to ask, just who is in the manger? What is the significance of this birth? What is Christmas all about, really? Perhaps, most of all, Silent Night is beloved because it reminds us in its simple but exceedingly clear way the truth behind all, the truth that changes everything. Christ the Savior is born. This Christmas season, sing Silent Night again and let its gentle peace wash over you and its bold assertion, renew your soul, that Jesus, Lord at thy birth, Jesus, Lord at thy birth. From Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, again, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. I would invite you to open your hymnal to number 143. Karen, stay put. We're going to do this a cappella. Hymn number 143. And as best as you can, to sing it in parts. silent night, holy night. Whoops. There we go. We'll get it. Maybe you should come up here. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, darkness flies, all is light. Shepherds, hear the angels sing, Alleluia, hail the King. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Silent night, holy night, wondrous star, lend thy light, with the angels let us sing, Alleluia to our King. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Let us pray. Lord God, if I were to rewrite John's gospel, I would begin it with your love, that you loved us so much that you gave us your only Son to be that sacrifice, that substitute, to take our place. And it's this season that we remember, and we are grateful. Give us an attitude of gratitude as we think about that first Christmas, as we have spent time with our families. Let us remember how you separated, you broke apart your family so that in the end we would all be together as your family. Guide us. May our thoughts be drawn to you. Hold us close in Jesus' name. Amen. May you have a wonderful Sabbath day, an amazing New Year's holiday next week. God bless, and we'll see you later.